Mother didn't say anything about our money, and she won't wish us to give up everything. Let's each buy what we want and have a little fun. I'm sure we can work hard enough to earn it," cried Jo, examining the heels of her shoes in a gentlemanly manner. "I know I do. Teaching those tiresome children nearly all day when I'm longing to enjoy myself at home," began Meg in a complaining tone again. "You don't have half such a hard time as I do," said Jo. "How would you like to be shut up for hours with a nervous, fussy old lady who keeps you trothing, is never satisfied, and worries you till you're ready to fly out of the window or cry? It's not either Fred, but I do think washing dishes and keeping things tidy is the worst work in the world. It makes me cross, and my hands get so stiff. I can't practice well at all." And Beth looked at her rolled hands with a sigh that anyone could hear that time. "I don't believe any of you suffer as I do," cried Amy. "For you don't have to go to school with impatient girls who plug you if you don't know your lessons, and laugh at your dresses, and labor your father if he isn't rich, and insult you when your nose isn't nice.